Welcome to Parshas Hashavua with Rabbi Gerari. This is Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor has a beautiful aspect to it, as it is always read in the time when we count the Omer, and it has in it the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. So, the Torah tells us, so Sfartam Lochem, you should count Lochem for yourself. We'll see what that means in a few moments. Seven complete weeks, and then after the seventh week, there should be the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and the Torah says, "V'hikraftem mincha chadasha." On the Yom Tov of Shavuos, you shall bring a new flour offering, which was called the Shtei Halechem, the two breads, and that is done on the Yom Tov of Shavuos in the Beis Hamikdash. We'll see what that means, a new korban, in a moment. So I wanted to share a couple of ideas about Sfiras Omer. Now, there's an interesting halachic discussion, which I'll just share with you briefly. And that is why, when we count the Omer starting the second night of Pesach, we don't make the bracha of Shechiyonah. Every time we do a new mitzvah, we make the bracha of Shechiyonah, but for some reason on Sfiras Omer, we don't. And there are two reasons that are given. One is that there's an aspect of pain associated with counting the Omer. We know that according to most opinions, counting the Omer nowadays is only a rabbinic mitzvah because we are missing the Korban Omer, the sacrifice of the flour offering, the barley that was brought second day Pesach, on which the Torah says you shall count from the bringing of that Omer, it's 49 days. We don't have that Korban today, the Korban Omer, and therefore some say that it is only a rabbinic mitzvah today, which we do Zeichel HaMikdash, we do to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Which incidentally explains why right after we count the Omer each night, we say the Tefillah HaRachamon Hu Yachzir Lonu Avodas Beis HaMikdash L'mkayma Hashem. We ask Hashem to bring back the Beis HaMikdash because we're doing this mitzvah Zeichel HaMikdash. We do have a principle, according to many, that when you do a mitzvah which is associated with a certain level of pain, we do not make Shechiyonu. An example of this would be according to this mainstream Ashkenazi minag outside of Eretz Yisrael, is that when we do a bris, we don't make Shechiyonu, even though it's a mitzvah that only comes once in a while, because it's connected with tsaro di yanuka, the pain of the child. There's another reason that we don't make Shechiyonu on the Omer, and that is because it's introductory mitzvah. It's the definition of this mitzvah is preparing for the giving of the Torah. And therefore, we make Shechiyonu when Shavuos comes. The 7 weeks of the Omer is really just to get to Matan Torah, and therefore no Shechiyonu is recited. Now this somewhat fits into two concepts. One is the Sefer HaChinuch famously says that the reason that we count the Omer, the reason for the mitzvah of counting the Omer, is like the Yidden were very, very eager and enthusiastic to get to the moment of Matan Torah. And according to the Medrash, they asked Hashem, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu when he's going to be Matan Torah, and he told him in 7 weeks, and they counted the days, which is why we count. In other words, we see again the whole idea of Sefer Omer was to get to the idea of Matan Torah. We know at the end of the day, the giving of the Torah is actually the goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was by the burning bush, we know that Hashem said to him, "Bohitziacha esa omazeh." When you take the nation out of Mitzrayim, you will serve me on this mountain. The purpose of the Exodus was the receiving of the Torah. Now, in that context, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the great commentator Orach Chaim, comments on the word in the Pasuk, "Usfartem lochem," you shall count for you. And he says, what does that mean? Lachem for you. Now, there's a couple of halachic explanations, but let's take the more midrashic ones for now to understand philosophically what that means in terms of counting Omer. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, when Hashem says Usfartem Lachem means you should count for your benefit. What is the origin of Sfiras Omer? The Yidden were in Mitzrayim. The Yidden were immersed in a very big way in the impurity of Mitzrayim. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He wished to give us the Torah. Now, giving the Torah is not just about giving us a book of instructions. Giving us the Torah means creating a relationship with us. The Gemara refers to the giving of the Torah as a chasana, as a wedding, like a man and a wife, where Hashem is the husband and we are the wife. However, we weren't ready to get the Torah when we came out of Mitzrayim because we were completely immersed and absorbed the impurity of Mitzrayim. And we needed a process to become pure. So the Rechaim gives the following analogy. He says, just like we have in the laws of Tarat HaMishpacha, the laws of family purity, that when a woman becomes a nidah in order to purify herself, she needs to count the 7 clean days, the 7 days of preparation, and then only then can she go to mikveh and resume intimacy and intimate relationship with her husband. So too, when we came out of Mitzrayim, we had to get rid, this is much, much more explains, that this was a national impurity and a very, very deep one, because Mitzrayim was impurity at a very high level. And therefore we needed not just 7 days, but 7 weeks, but it corresponds, it's symbolic of the same 7 days, in order for Hashem to be able to give us the Torah at Har Sinai. And that's what it means, Usfartem lochem, you shall count for you. You shall count for yourselves, for your benefit, to purify yourselves so that you can be ready for this wedding, so that you can be ready for this relationship which happened on the Yontif of Shavuos. This ties into an interesting word that the Mizritchim Magid said, that he also said, he commented on the word Usfartem lochem. Usfartem means, you should count, but the word Sfartim could also mean Sfira, which means Sapir, to illuminate. Said the Mizritchim Magid, Usfartem lochem, you shall illuminate the lochem, which you shall illuminate the you, your personality, your being, your experience. You should illuminate and transform and brighten so it becomes ready to get the Torah. And therefore he says, how is that done? Through the 7 weeks of the Omer. We know the 7 weeks of the Omer correspond to the 7 emotional aspects of our personality, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, and so on. And therefore that's our job, to refine ourselves and to grow during this time of the Omer, Usafartem Lochem, to illuminate the Lochem, illuminate the you. So that all emphasizes this idea that Tzfiras HaOmer is preparation. It's to prepare for the giving of the Torah, for the relationship of Matan Torah, which goes back to then the answer of why we don't make Shechiyonu in the mitzvah of Tzfiras HaOmer, because really it's not a mitzvah in itself, it's a mitzvah to get us to another point, to get us to Shavuos, to get us to Matan Torah, where we do make Shechiyonu. Just in conclusion, I wanted to share with you an interesting kliyokar. The Torah says that after the 7 weeks of the Omer, you bring mincha chadosha, you bring a new flower offering. Now, what does that mean, new? What is new? So we have the mitzvah in the Torah called chadosh, which especially applies in Eretz Yisrael, but even nowadays, and some people even apply it in Chutz La'aretz, they even observe this in Chutz La'aretz, but essentially what it means is the following, that when Rosh Hashanah comes, especially during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the new produce, the new wheat that grew after Rosh Hashanah, was prohibited to eat until the second day of Pesach when they brought the Omer. In other words, for the first half of the year, all bread that they bake must come from flour from the previous year's produce, from the year before Rosh Hashanah. When the second day Pesach came and the Omer was brought out of barley, that was new produce that grew that year from barley, but only barley, and that permitted then Yidden to eat wheat and all other produce that was new from that year, and they could start breaking bread or matzah from the produce from the wheat that grew that year. However, at that time, what didn't yet happen was, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were many flour offerings, mainly by meat. Barley was an exception. They were not permitted, again, to bring flour offerings from flour of that year. So the prohibition of using new produce extended itself until Shavuos. And then when it came to Shavuos, the Torah says, "V'hikraftim, you shall bring the 2 breads," but it calls it a mincha chadosha, a new carbon, because that is now the time where you can start bringing carbonus from the new produce of that year. Says the Kli Yoker on a deeper level, he says, very fascinating. He says, why is it called mincha? Why is it called a new year? So he says a fascinating thing. He says, that we're talking about the Yontif of Shavuos, which of course we know is connected with the giving of the Torah. And yet, the Torah makes no mention, not even a hint, so to speak, to the fact that Shavuos is about the giving of the Torah. It says we should count 7 weeks of the Omer and then observe the Yontif on the 50th day, which is the Yontif of Shavuos. In fact, it's called Shavuos because it comes after 7 weeks. But the Torah doesn't even allude, or certainly not explicitly, to the concept that it's so limited, so idea of Torah. So it's so connected to Torah. Says the Kli Yoker the following. The reason for that is because the Torah did not want to limit Torah to one day. Even though, yes, primarily Matan Torah takes place on Shavuos. But actually, the Torah is given every day. And the Torah, which we learn, we are supposed to endeavor to view the Torah as something fresh and new each day, which comes with all the amazing enthusiasm and an excitement about learning Torah and discovering deeper layers of Torah each day when we learn it. So this, of course, is similar to what Rashi brings in Chumash, that we say in Shema, V'hoyu hadavarim ha'ele, asher nechi mitzavcha hayoyim, that these words that I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart. Says Rashi, what does it mean today? What does it mean Hashem? It means Hashem commands us every single day, and we need to view the Torah and its mitzvahs as something new, not as something old. Something fresh, not as something which is already stale. Says Chiyoka, that's why the Torah didn't want to talk about Shavuos being the day, because every day is the day of Torah. But the Torah does hint to the fact that Shavuos is connected to the Torah by saying we should bring a mincha chadosha, a new carbon. A new carbon means that the Torah should be new. This very fact, that the Torah has to be new, the Torah talks about it and alludes to it in Shavuos, because alluding that Shavuos, of course, is bound up and so described with the whole theme of Torah, and therefore the Torah didn't want it, Hashem didn't want to limit it to one day, but it does hint to it that the reason it's not highlighting it in the Yom Tov of Shavuos is because Mincha Chadosha, it needs to be a new carbon each and every single day. A new Torah every single day. And that's why in Shavuos we bring a Mincha Chadosha, a new carbon. He says also, that's why we bring a carbon on Shavuos. The Torah tells us to bring a carbon of Shtei Halechem, two breads. The two breads allude to the two parts of Torah. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh, the written Torah and the oral Torah. Because when we receive the Torah at Har Sinai, we received both the written and the oral Torah. And therefore we allude to it on Shavuos by having Shtei Halechem, two breads, which is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. And finally, another little point he makes is that we know that in the Beis HaMikdash, all flour offerings, and with very little exception, was always not chametz. One of the two exceptions is that the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads, had to be chametz. He says, why? Because we know that the Gemara tells us that the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, is compared to chametz. It's compared to the idea of the rising ego, which causes us to sin. That's the idea of the Yetzirah. But the Gemara also says, Barasi Yetzirah, Hashem says, I created the Yetzirah, but Barasi loy Torah Tavlin. I created an antidote, and the antidote is the geshmak, the delight, the spice of Torah. And therefore we know that Torah is an antidote to the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah is compared to chametz. That's why the Shalechem had to be chametz, to hint to this idea that we're receiving the Torah, which is going to combat and transform the Yetzirah. Have a wonderful week and a very good Shabbos.